These twists on pulps from yesteryear are sure to bring a chilling fear. Turn your radio up enough to catch all of our spooky stuff. Cuddle up inside your crypt. You're tuning in to Look Ma, No Script. Ah, ah, ah.
Ooh, tonight you're tuning in to Look Ma, No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's bonus spooky story is The Call of Cthulhu, where elder beings wait at the corners of reality to break the fragile human minds. Follow these unwitting humans to their inevitable demise. That story is happening, but so is this one.
Thanks for calling in. You're calling Cthulhu. How can I help you, caller?
We were trying to call the Coast Guard. Oh my god. Man, down the hatches, man. Wait. Oh my god. You said Cthulhu? Is this a show? Is this a radio show? Gary,
hang up the phone. It sounds like we got another prankster on the line.
Do you help people? Please help.
Gary, hang up the phone. We can't. Okay.
Please.
Gary, okay, sounds like we had another prankster call in.
Sorry, boss, I'm so sorry.
Gary, we gotta start screening these, because I'm telling you...
I had my arms back behind my head, sort of like, this is gonna be a great call, and then you're like, turn it off, and then I had to sort of, you know, to get to the button. I'm so sorry.
Gary, I've accepted that apology before, but looking at you and seeing how you have an uncountable amount of arms,
yeah,
I gotta stop. I gotta, like, show some kind of, you know...
It was an excuse. I understand. I am Gary the unnameable amount of arms. I just...
Yeah. You're all arms. You are one arm connected to more arms connected to more arms.
My mouth is like another arm.
It is one arm.
It's like talking out of like a couple hands.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, let's... Okay. Have you screened this next...
We do have another caller.
Yeah, have you screened him?
Okay, let me screen it.
Okay.
This is Calling Cthulhu. You're being screened right now. Are you a good guy or bad guy? Is this going to be a good call?
Oh my god, I'm finally on the air. Hi, Cthulhu. Hey, I'm finally on the air.
No. You're not on the air.
Is this wrong number?
This is going to be a good call, though.
Okay.
Stay.
Okay.
Cthulhu is going to be real good.
Okay.
Cool. It's going to be real good.
Okay. Yeah, no. This is going to be a really good call.
Cthulhu, you're on the air with Cthulhu.
Is he talking to me yet? Hello?
Hey, caller, how's it going? So, what can I help you with? This is Calling Cthulhu.
Hey, I just had a question for you. When I'm trying to find the Mountains of Madness, is that the one that's with the, like, crazy spire peaks that point upwards, or is that the one?
Crazy spires!
What was that? Are the voices coming back in my head?
Oh, sorry, you activated, like, my fun soundboard. I'm trying to help Cthulhu, like, bring his show into the mainstream, so...
Gary,
just keep going, don't worry about
Gary,
it.
Gary, did you add the soundboard?
Yeah.
I love that!
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, that's great.
I didn't... Well, okay, I might have also accidentally hung up on this guy. Is he still here?
He's
still here.
Yeah, no, the Mountains of Madness. I've been doing research.
The mountains!
I've been doing research for, like, 20 years, and I've been trying to find them, because that's where my wife's expedition team went. And then,
Loveless marriage! Loveless marriage! Prove me wrong! Prove me wrong!
Oh, yeah, so just so you know, Mountains of Madness, go to your door, open the door up, look in between the crack, cross your eyes, and then when you've gone insane by looking at the space between space, Then you'll be able to find the Mountains of Madness. So, that's all I got for you, caller. On to our next one. Thanks for calling. Calling Cthulhu.
Cthulhu advice. Advice.
All right. Screen the next call. Here we go.
Hey, Oh boy. Okay. Am I through? The terrifying hold music is over? I couldn't really describe it as...
Oh, don't worry about that hold music. Yeah, that's the wonderful musings of some violinist that we made go insane. I'm not even on the air. Sorry, I'm really addicted to these buttons right now. Are you good? You got some good questions?
Yeah, I was going to ask Cthulhu specifically about some painting stuff.
Ooh. Stop right there. You're going to get some Cthulhu time right now. You're on the air, Cthulhu. Call in Cthulhu with this guy. Here you go.
Hey, Cthulhu. Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling in. This is Cthulhu. You've called Cthulhu.
Hey, I don't really need advice or anything, but I just love your whole show's vibe. I was wondering if you could sort of tell me what to paint next? Fingers crossed, something creepy?
Perfect. I have a great... This one comes from my best buddy, Pikmin.
Okay.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take three of your 10 fingers.
Yes.
You're going to want to chop those bad boys off.
Okay.
You're going to take two of those.
Oh!
Are you still able to hold the phone?
Yeah, I've got it on
Okay, great.
I'm on a phone over here. Okay.
So after you do that, you're going to take two of those.
Uh-huh.
Put those in a blender.
Okay. I don't have a blender in this room. I'll do it later, though. I'll write down, okay, what you need me to do, okay?
Okay. So after you do that, after the blender,
yeah.
Then you're going to want to take the totem. You have the totem with you, correct?
Yes, it's just appeared on my desk. Uh-huh, yeah, I see it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, after you take that totem, you're going to want to take that and then light some candles.
Okay.
You're going to want to chant into that, and when you chant to the totem, you're going to want to say... Now, I can spell that out for you, but I'll just send it in an email afterwards.
Okay, perfect. Because I was about to start writing, and... I stopped at the first sort of unknowable symbol, and I went, you know?
You got to make sure that the pronunciation on that one is spot on, because one will help boost your painting skill, and if you pronounce it wrong, then you activate and summon Gygax the Destroyer, and let me tell you, that guy...
Gygax! Gygax!
Okay, I get it. Yeah. No, I know about Gygax. I read about him. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. He's just... Oof, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the totem, and then what you're going to want to do is kind of just let your mind wander in between, like, an awakening state and, like, a sleeping state.
Okay.
Then...
Yeah.
When you wake up from that, painting.
Sweet. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll get that blender going. That's not good audio for your show. Look, I totally understand, but I'll send it. I'll reply to your email with the stuff with it. Oh, it's gonna be so good. Thank you so much, Cthulhu.
Gary, hang up the phone. It's turning into one of these calls.
Bad man. But hey, that's good great. Advice from Cthulhu.
I know. Wow, like that was one of our best callers.
Cthulhu, that was good.
Yeah.
That was really good. Not to toot our own horn or anything, but...
I know. Normally, it's either just, like, the first one with the pranksters, or it's the second one with, like, the people who just, like, keep praising me. Oh, yeah.
This one was actual advice, you know? Like...
Yeah.
Good stuff. Wow. I mean, a lot of people can go home and follow that advice, so...
Hey, why don't we take a break, go to some of our sponsors...
Perfect.
And then when we come back... We'll go to David Davidson with the weather.
All right.
Ad time from Cthulhu Products. Products.
Hey, kids. It's me. I'm Artsy, the art demon.
Hi, Artsy.
Do you love doing art?
Yeah.
That's great! If you want to be like my best buddy, Pikmin, then you're gonna love doing some art.
Yeah.
Now, I got this new product. Basically what it is a horrible sheet of paper that's got a lot of, like, demon symbols on it.
Ooh.
You're gonna want to take this, hang it up on your wall, and then a whole bunch of spiders are gonna come out of it. Crush all the spiders against the wall, and then you got yourself a lovely painting.
Wow. I'm going all insane. Right.
I know. And if you want to go insane too, you can go insane for these prices. It's just 10 easy payments of zoom, 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 zoom. Yes, that's right.
Mom!
What?
I need your credit card.
Again?
What? The Pikmin art set from Artsy the Demon.
Didn't I get you an art set yesterday?
Yes.
Hey, you want another one?
Uh-huh. Artsy demands it.
Hey, kiddo, why don't we just do this at, like, we're still in the middle of the ad. And, like, you're... Yeah.
Why
am I in this?
I'm compelled to want to buy it immediately.
Oh!
It's that effective advertisement.
I'm compelled to. Oh, right. Yeah. So we're back. Wow, Gary, that Artsy, he's running a good business.
That's a good... I bought 5 sets just now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, let's work on those while we send it over to David with the weather.
David weather, David man. He's a David weather.
Oi, now we're gonna look out and see what's going on over the bay. Looks like another hurricane brought upon. And there's some Coast Guard ships out there. Looks like they're being torn apart by the hurricane. Wow. Yeah, no, Cthulhu, this weather system that you've brought in order to wipe out the mainland is really wreaking havoc. It's what I do.
Yeah, those prank callers are calling back, right? They keep calling back, saying,
okay.
We're in a big storm. Yeah.
Should we block their number, or no, should we prank
here,
them?
Here, one more prank. Here we go. I'm going to put them on live. Yeah. You got this.
Yeah, put them on.
Here we go.
Hey, you're on the air with... Hey, who am I talking to right now?
Captain Stanley of the SS.
Well, hey, Captain Stanley, you're on the air with the Coast Guard. What can I do for you?
Coast Guard, please. Are 40 South 43 off the bay, and you gotta go. We need a fleet of people. There's like so many shipwrecks, man. Please!
All right, Stanley. This is the Coast Guard, like I said. And we'll totally send some guys out to you. Hey, Gary, we're going to need to take all the demon mermaid people and send them out there.
There's a giant monster coming out of the water.
Don't worry, Stanley. Like I said, this is the Coast Guard.
Why is your voice booming out of the big giant monster?
If you're seeing a giant monster, that's because you're dead.
Wow. Cthulhu, that was a good...
Thanks, Gary. Hey, I think we got time for, like, one last segment. What do you think?
I think so, yeah. Should I screen another call, or do you got something planned out for me? Because the phones are going lighten up now because of that last prank.
You know what, Gary? Why don't you give me a... hand, and let's see what you think.
Okay. Here you go. It's my hand. Makes it a lot harder to run the board with the phones. I just sort of thought about that. Oh, it's a tentacle. It's a bunch of tentacles now. Here we go.
Oh, it is.
Now I have multiple sort of things to answer the phone, and let me screen this call real quick. Hello, this is the screening service for a call in Cthulhu.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good. Do you want to talk to Cthulhu? Do you have something interesting to say to this to the Elder God?
No, I'd like to talk to him real quick. We're trying to conjure right now. Well, that's kind of how I talk. It's usually like a no and then a yeah.
It was like, no.
Where my nose. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're maybe like we're. Can you summon him in like
20 minutes? Like he's got a show going on.
Oh, am I on the air with Cthulhu? Oh,
but I'm screaming. Who am I talking to? This is Gary.
Oh, hey, real quick, if I were to like hypothetically conjure you, how would I do that?
Oh, for me, it's probably the same symbols that you've got for the Cthulhu one, but you just add like a G instead of where the C is.
Okay.
And then maybe 8 more candles on the northmost part.
Guys, get the candles. 8 more candles. Okay. What else?
And then if I'm remembering my Cthulhu summoning right, you need like a open oaken door that has like a bas relief of the guy on it. You know, the big man, Cthulhu, right?
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got one of those. That's it.
And then sort of same chanting. And then instead of Cthulhu, it'll be me.
All right, so everybody start the chanting and.
Okay,
well, Gary, well,
I'll put you on.
It sounds like you gotta
go.
They hung up on me. Yeah, it sounds like you gotta go.
Yeah.
Should we call the show right there?
Yeah, I think.
Well, Gary's been summoned, so with that, I think I will head on over down to the coast, wreck some villages. So. If you love listening to the show, I'd love to meet some of your callers. Go out, stand on the coast, bow 10 times to the west, and I'll be right there to eat your souls. Thanks for calling Cthulhu.
Calling Cthulhu.
Turns out I can press the buttons too.
Actually, it was me, it was Dave. I got it. I got you, Cthulhu.
Oh, Dave, I love you.
I would listen to more of that show.
I would 100% listen to Calling Cthulhu.
So if you loved it too, leave a review that says, oh my goodness, I've never heard a more creative IP than this. 5 out of 5 stars. I hope to listen to this next week when they start the new show in November. You know, a very spooky show in November. Wow, I can't wait to listen to more of that.
I know. This was just a soft pilot for our next show, Calling Cthulhu, which will just be the only show we do from now on. Sorry. But it will be a call-in live show. This isn't real, but it will be a call-in live show, and you can call in and talk to your favorite eldritch god, Cthulhu.
Cthulhu!
And, of course, you'll be screened by Gary, and you'll get your eventual sort of fun weather reports from Dave. And it's just going to be a fun show. So we hope you tune in for more pulp adventures like that. But, first of all, we hope you enjoyed this bonus spooky episode. Happy Halloween! This episode was extra because we made it for you with extra love. And it's not that we extra love Lovecraft or Cthulhu. It's just it's a spooky horror, you know. It's tentacles and they're in his mouth because he's like a squid head kind of guy. Either way, that's going to do it for this episode. Write that review that Aaron mentioned before, and tune in again next week for more back to normal pulp adventures. Actually, tomorrow, speaking of which, that's going to be regularly scheduled programming. And then next week we'll have more pulp adventures for you. But until then, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Boo.
Ha ha!